Through us, there. Shout it loud, hallelujah. I'd like you to raise up your two hands and sing this song loud and clear as you enter into this very important Bible study. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. Hallelujah. So we lift up holy hands, we honor God, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name. Oh, let me hear the sister sing it loud and clear. Hallelujah. So, let's hear the brothers singing it loud and clear. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. Hallelujah. So we lift up holy hands, we honor God. Everybody together now, let's sing it loud and clear. Blessed. Hallelujah. Worthy to be praised, I'm adored. Hallelujah. So we lift up holy hands with one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
At this first meeting of the year,
ninu ipade kini todun yi,
there are some prayers heaven is waiting to hear from our mouth.
Awon adura kan wa ti orun reti lati gbo ni enu wa,
which will set the pace for us. It is important that you do not allow your voice to be lower than that of the person next to you. It is important that you pray these prayers from your heart, which high faith in God. Believing the Lord, and as I'm saying it right now,
that
how His power is going to be upon you throughout the year. Let me hear everybody here shouting this loud and clear after
me.
Where is the Lord God of Elijah?
Nibo ni Oluwa Olorun Elijah wa.
Arise.
Dide.
Do what will make people rejoice with me this year.
Se ohun ti yo mu kawon eniyan ba mi yo lodun yi.
This is a great prayer.
Adura nla ni o.
And I want you to pray seriously.
O se fe ke gba gidigidi.
Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Allah, do what you make people rejoice with me this year. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. Do what you make people rejoice with me this year. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I reject every breakthrough miscarriage. Can I hear you shouting that loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it. Basenta ni katenda raba. Rimo sependi kata. Baraka sente ya boshente.
Rimo sutoli ya davokatu.
In Jesus' name we pray. Grab somebody by the two hands. Two hands. And pray for that person from your heart. And let that person pray for you too. Where is the Lord God of
Elijah?
Arise. Either it's a he or a she. Give him testimonies that will wipe away insult. Are you ready? Open your mouth and pray now. Testimonies that will wipe away insults. Receive it now. Receive it now. Masapila katanda yaba. Testimonies that will wipe away insults. In Jesus' name we pray. Grab another person's hand. Pray the same prayer for that person. Where is the Lord God of
Elijah?
Arise. Give up testimonies and will wipe away insults. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Masepo katalika, daribo soponde ka. In Jesus' name we pray. Grab a third person by the hand and shout it loud and clear. The person, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Arise. Give him testimonies and wipe away his son. In the name of Jesus. The testimonies are wiped away in salt. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. You may release your friend now. Thank you, Jesus. You will pray this for yourself loud and clear. My Father,
Abba me.
Close every mouth laughing at my destiny. In the name of
Jesus,
close them. Every mouth laughing at my destiny. Close them. Something is happening over there. The power of God. In the name of Jesus. Move. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence now. A strange miracle is taking place. The internal organs of these two persons, a brother and a sister, is being brought out completely by the angels of God. And they are doing some repairs on those organs and returning them to the body. Silence now. That has to be completed. The organs have been taken out, separated as it is on the floor, repairing them, returning them, repairing them, and 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 returning them. That person that today is your first day here. Thank God you came here tonight. Because you are actually half buried. Right there where you are. The power of God is coming upon you. And the yoke of that spirit of death is broken. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Stubborn enemies of my destiny. Die in shame. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray that one. Command them to die in shame. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Don't be afraid. In Jesus' name we pray. Raise up your two hands as you pray this prayer. Your two hands. Say, this year,
Lord, ye,
my hands shall not go down.
Oh, what,
my
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and prophesy unto your hands.
So tell us your word.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, then we pray.
Lorico Jesu, like Badura.
Now, this prayer,
Adura,
we're praying this 7 times. Each time we pray it, somebody in this gathering will receive a noisy promotion. That is a promotion that will attract attention. Every power gathered to spoil my story. You are a liar. In the name of
Jesus.
That's right. If they are gathered to spoil my story, they are lying. In Jesus' name we pray. Get yourself ready. Number two. Open your mouth and pray. That's right. Masekata, riboka pande kancha. Dariyalo kanda yaba. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to be more aggressive. This is number three. Open your mouth and pray. Masekatenda yabo shanta. Yes, if you are gathered to spoil my story. In Jesus' name we pray. Number four, open your mouth and pray. Aha! Receive your own testimony. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. First try. In Jesus' name we pray. Number five, open your mouth and pray. Makate sete ya boshende rabo santa. In Jesus' name we pray. Number six, open your mouth and pray. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. This is the final one, number seven. Open your mouth and pray. Yes, if they are gathered to spoil my story, they cannot continue. In Jesus' name we pray. Are you tired? Every coven amory. I bomb you by the power
in the blood of Jesus. Every coven armory, I bomb you by the power in the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Deal with the coven armory. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord said this next one too, we should pray three times. At each time this prayer is prayed here tonight, it will enlarge the financial cost of somebody. Not only that, it will raise a voice for somebody where there is no voice. Say, God of Daniel. God of Joshua. God of Joseph. Can I hear you shouting louder? Change my story by fire. In the name of Jesus. Change my story by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. This is the second time. Open your mouth and pray. Jesus' name we pray. This is the third time. Open your mouth and pray. Change my story by fire. Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for a time like this. And we thank you for your grace and power. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This night, open our understanding. Lay your hands upon us. Moving our lives mightily. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In louder, amen. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Say, my Father,
Baba me,
empower me to succeed.
Fumi lagbara lati saseyori.
Can I hear you saying that again?
Ewibe lo won oke.
Let me hear the sister Selene saying so.
Kawon arabirin o da wibe.
How about the brothers?
Awon okunrin ko.
That's our topic, and that's the basis of our concluding prayers. In 2 Chronicles
chapter 26.
Chronicle keji orikere dini ogbon.
Second Chronicles chapter 26.
Chronicle keji
verse 15.
Orikere dini ogbon ese ikarun dini ogun.
Second Chronicles
Chronicle keji
26.
Orikerin dini ogbon
15
ese ikarun dini ogun.
It is good to open your Bible there.
O dara kashi bibeli wa sibe.
Are we there?
Chati sibe.
And he made in Jerusalem engines.
O si se ohun ero ijagun ni Jerusalem.
Invented by cunning men.
Ihumo ologbon eniyan.
To be on the towers and upon the bulwarks.
Lati wa lori ile iso ati lori igun odi.
To shoot arrows and great stones without.
Lati fi tafa ati lati fi so okuta nla.
And his name spread far abroad.
Oruko re si tan lo jina jina.
For he was marvelously helped.
Nitori ti a se iranlowo iyanu fun.
Till he was strong.
Titi o fi ni agbara.
He was marvelously helped by heaven. Till he was strong.
Orun se iranlowo iyanu fun. Titi o fi ni agbara.
May heaven
ki orun
help you marvelously.
Ko se iranlowo iyanu fun o.
I say it again.
Mo tun tun so.
May heaven help you marvelously.
Ko se iranlowo iyanu fun o.
I say it a third time.
Mo tun tun so leketa.
May heaven help you marvelously.
Ki orun ko se iranlowo iyanu fun o.
Everyone in life.
Gbogbo eniyan laye yi.
Who is not a sick man?
Ti ki se abirun.
Or madman.
Aba sinwin
wants to be successful in life.
Lo fe se aseyori laye re.
But many do not understand.
Sugbon opolopo ni ko mo
what success entails or what it requires.
Ohun ti aseyori jasi ati ohun to nilo.
What then is success?
Kini aseyori?
Success is what you do with your potentials.
Aseyori ohun ni ohun to fi anfani re se.
Success
aseyori
is accomplishing your set goals in life.
Ni gbigbe awon to pinu po fe se laye se.
Success
aseyori
is good journey towards your goal.
Ni irin ajo rere ni ipa ona ohun to nlepa.
Success
aseyori
is development of your untapped potentials.
Ohun ni sise amulo awon anfani re ti o ti lo.
Success
aseyori
is ability to spend your life in God's own way.
Ni agbara lati lo igbesi aye re ni ona ti Olorun.
That is ability to spend your life as it is written of you.
Eyi ni pe agbara lati le lo aye re bi Olorun ti ko nipa re.
Unfortunately,
ṣugbọn ṣe ni laanu.
There are many people living their life the way heaven has not written about them.
Pe opolopo eniyan lo wa ti won gbe igbe aye won lona ti orun ko ko nipa won.
Success
aseyori
is activating your inner powerhouse.
Ni riru ero agbara ti nbe ninu re soke.
Unto every man brought to this planet by the Almighty, a powerhouse to move you forward has been deposited.
Gbogbo eniyan ti oga ogo da si aye yi Olorun ti gbe sinu enikankan won ile tabi ero agbara kan ti o mu tesiwaju.
House may be in your hands.
Ile agbara re o sese ko je owo re lo wa.
Your powerhouse may be in your brain.
Ile agbara re o sese ko je inu opolo re ni.
Your powerhouse may be in your voice.
Ile agbara re o sese ko je ohun re ni.
Your powerhouse may be in the way you hold yourself.
Ile agbara re o sese ko je bo se ngbera re ni.
Your powerhouse may be your mental capacity.
Ile agbara re o le je irori re.
Success is activating your inner powerhouse.
Aseyori ni riru ile agbara re to wa ninu soke.
Your powerhouse may be your virtues.
Ile agbara re o le je awon asiki re
virtues.
Awon iwa re
that you need to activate.
So nilo lati shamulo re
to bring you what God wants to bring you.
Ko ba le mu t'Olorun fe fun o wa ba o.
A wicked man
any kakan
that got born again
told dia to be
at a crusade many years back. I'm talking about early 70s.
Ni isoji kan to ti pe ni awon bi odun 1970 ni.
That day the crusade team had to mount a barricade by the stage so that those who came from the crusade would not go and attack the man who was giving testimony.
Lojo na lohun awon olusona won ni lati rogba yi iwaju pepe ka ni ki awon eniyan lati nu bi soji ki won ma ba lo dojuko okunrin to nse ijeri ni
waju. As this man began to give the testimony about how he surrendered his life to Jesus,
nitori ogbe ni ibere ti se ijeri nipa bo nse fi aye ohun fun Jesus,
he came to the stage with a black nylon bag.
O wa sori pepe pelu apo ora dudu lowo.
And the first thing he brought out was a black padlock.
Ohun akoko to si mu jade lati nu apo ora re ni agada godo dudu.
And he said to us, shout hallelujah.
O se pe e ka hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Shout hallelujah.
E ka hallelujah.
Mo se hallelujah.
E ka hallelujah.
Say, let me thank God for delivering me from the clutches of Satan.
E ba mi dupe lo Olorun pe Olorun gba mi lowo Esu.
So I brought my satanic instruments here today for you to be destroyed.
Mo mu awon irinse ti mo nlo ni joba satani wa sibi loni gan le ba mi parun.
And he brought the first one out.
O yo akoko jade.
A giant black padlock.
Agada godo dudu nla.
Then he said, inside this padlock,
oni ninu agada godo yi,
is locked up
ni
the virtue of 201 women.
Ni a ti asiki obirin mokanleni igba mo,
including his own two daughters.
Ati awon mo obirin ohun meji.
And that these 201 virtues are what he has been using himself to prosper.
Ati pe I see ki awon eniyan mokan le nigba yi lohun nlo fi se rere.
That anytime he wants to sleep with a woman, he will have the padlock in his pocket.
Se igba ki igba to n ba fe ba obirin kankan lasepo agada godo ohun a wa lapo ohun.
It remains open.
Ohun yo si sile nigba na.
After the morality, it closes the padlock.
To ba si ti se isekuse na tan, ohun asan.
And that ends the virtue of those women.
Opin si de ba gbogbo asiki obirin be.
And plain 201.
Awon mokan le ni igba.
Virtues of people.
Asiki awon eniyan.
Were inside that padlock.
Lo ti timo nu agada godo.
Which he had been using.
O si nlo.
I've been using.
Ohun ti nlo.
I pray.
Mo gbadura.
At anyone here today.
Bi enikeni ni iloni.
Especially those that they keep hearing the word of God. They keep hearing the word of God.
Awon to gbo oro Olorun ni gbogbo gba ni gbogbo gba ti won o si fe gbo.
Anyone here today and your virtue right now.
To wa ni bi iloni to si je lowo lowo ba ya si ki re.
Actually been padlocked.
Won ti shan lagada godo.
I command a release now.
Mo pase itusile bayi.
By fire, 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 in the name of Jesus. So success is activating your inner powerhouse.
Nitori na aseyori ni riru ile agbara to nbe ninu re soke.
Success is achieving all that God created you to achieve.
Aseyori ni gbigbe gbogbo ohun to Olorun ni ko wa se.
Success in prospering in every area of your life.
Aseyori ni ki eniyan ni lari ko si yege ni gbogbo agbegbe aye re.
Success is discovering your best talents, your best skills and ability and applying them.
Aseyori ni ki eniyan mo agbara ohun to poju, talent ati ipa re to poju ko si mu won lo.
You apply them to make the most effective contribution to your fellow men.
Ko mu won lo lati le ko ipa to dara julo laarin awon eniyan.
Success
aseyori
As far as Bible is concerned,
is
the achievement of God's goals and purpose in your life. Success is doing those things that God has ordained you to do. Right from the foundation of the world. And doing them in a way that will satisfy God. Success is to positively contribute to the betterment of others. Success is doing God's will and being where God wants you to be. It has been well said by our ancient fathers that there can never be any blessing for the fish that decided to go to the tree. Success is to leave the world a bit better than you found it. Some people die, and the members who live on the people who live on the streets, they will gather and they begin to give testimony that thank God that wicked man is gone. He left the world a worse place. Success is accomplishment beyond your wildest dreams. Success is thinking of yesterday without regret, and thinking of tomorrow without fear. Success is making chariot wheels of all your difficulties. All those problems you're having becomes the chariot wheel to move you forward. Success is the maximum utilization of the ability that you have. Maximum utilization of the ability that you have. Success is bouncing back when you hit the bottom. Bouncing back when you hit the bottom. Success is making your life a masterpiece. Such that you stand in the presence of God and you are not ashamed at all. Success is to know where you are going and go there and fulfill the purpose of God for your life. However, beloved, it is important to know that success is achieved in life through certain strategic empowerment. Certain strategic empowerment. That is, you receive some extra ability to be your best in life. Many people know about success. Many people desire success, but never attain it because of some limitations and constraints. However, through the supernatural and enabling power of the Holy Spirit, you can overcome all obstacles and reach your goal in life. That's why I too am crying loud and clear here tonight. Say, my Father!
empower me to succeed.
Fun mi lagbara lati se aseyori.
By the power.
Nipa agbara.
In the blood of Jesus. Can you shout it loud and clear? Shout it again.
Power in the blood of Jesus.
Shout it again. God took Joshua.
Olorun mu Joshua
into the secret of success.
Lo sinu awon aseyori asiri aseyori.
When Joshua was reluctant and discouraged about taking over the leadership of Israel from Moses.
Nigbati Joshua nlora ti o to si nfa seyin ti o fe gba akoso didari Israel lowo Moses.
In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8.
Joshua ori kini ese kejo.
Joshua 1:8.
Joshua orikini ese ikejo.
The Bible asks us to say Joshua 1:8.
Joshua orikini ese ikejo.
That this book of law.
Iwe ofin yi
shall not depart out of thy mouth.
Ko gbodo kuro ninu re.
But thou shall meditate therein day and night.
Sugbon iwo ma se asaro ninu re losun ati lo.
Thou must observe to do according to all that is written therein.
Ki wo ki o le kiyesi ati se gege bi gbogbo yi ti a ko sinu re.
For then thou shall make thy way prosperous.
Nitori nigba na ni wo se ona re ni rere.
And then thou shall have good success.
Nigba na ni yo si dara fun o.
Many who are successful in life.
Opolopo to se aseyori laye yi.
And who have attained greatness in life.
Ti won si di eni nla ninu aye yi.
Can testify of spiritual abilities that enable them to be their best and become great.
Won le jeri pe agbara temi lo ran won lowo lati di eni to tayo.
Joshua gave himself to the word of God and he became great in life.
Joshua o fi ara re fun oro Olorun o di eni nla laye re.
Through the supernatural power of God, he divided River Jordan and Israel passed over to take their inheritance.
Nipa agbara ere Olorun o pe odo Jordan ni ya awon omo Israel ti koja lati lo gba ini won.
God assigned a special angel to him, captain of the host of the army of the Lord, to be with Joshua.
Olorun yan angel kan pataki ti Joshua balogun awon ogun orun lati duro sise po pelu Joshua.
From the time that special angel was with Joshua,
lati igba ti angel ayisayan yi ti wa pelu Joshua,
the war of inheritance over Canaan was just a walkover.
Ise jijogun Kenani o je ise to rorun.
They had stronger and more formidable enemies, but immediately he received that empowerment from that angel, it became a walkover.
Won ni awon ota to lagbara ju won lo ti won si mogun ja ju won lo sugbon ni kete to gba atileyin angel yen o wa rorun fun won lati
kori. I see somebody here tonight.
Mori enikan ni bi lasale
yi. The angel that will empower you for success.
Angel ti o ro lagbara fun aseyori.
Shall resume duty.
Yo bere ise.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. This is what we call power to succeed. Success that is achieved is not just only by a dint of hard work.
Or
by natural means. You need a spiritually backed up success. There are plenty of highly talented men who are complete failures.
Opolopo awon eniyan lo wa ti won ni talent pupo pupo sugbon to je pe eni ikuna yanyan ni won.
There are plenty of intelligent people who are complete failures.
Opolopo awon eniyan to opolo won dangaja lo wa sugbon ti won je eni to kuna repete.
So you need divine assistance, divine empowerment.
Onilo agbara atoke wa, onilo atileyin atorun wa.
David was a bundle of success and he had great achievements.
David o je alaseyori eniyan o si tayo ninu aseyori.
He was anointed and empowered by God to rule and to prevail over the enemy.
Olorun fororo yan David lati joba ati lati bori awon ota re.
He got a great name in Israel.
Odi oloruko nla ni Israeli.
Moses was a stammerer.
Mose akololo ni.
Who ran away from Pharaoh.
To sa niwaju Pharaoh lakoko.
Because the king of Egypt wanted to kill him.
Nitori oba Egypt fe pa.
However, when God met him by the burning bush in the desert.
Nígbà tí Ọlọ́run bá pàdé ní pápá tó ń jó nínú igbó.
He empowered him.
Nínú aginjù, ó fi agbára fún.
And he became like a god to Pharaoh.
Ó sì wá dàbí Ọlọ́run fún Pharaoh.
And with that rod.
Pẹ̀lú ọ̀pá.
In the hand of Moses.
Ní ọwọ́ Mose.
He wrested the kingdom of Egypt out of the hand of Pharaoh.
Ó já ìjọba gbà. Ìjọba Egypt gbà kúrò lọ́wọ́ Pharaoh.
You.
Iwo
shall be a god to your Pharaoh.
O di Olorun fun Pharaoh re.
Paul the apostle.
Paul the apostle
was somebody who persecuted the saints.
O je ni to nse nuni bi ni si awon eni mimo.
He too was saved and empowered to convert the Gentiles.
O nu agbala a si fi agbara ro lati yi awon kefiri pada.
Eventually he finished well.
Lopin gbogbo re o pari daada.
And he wrote more than half the books in the New Testament.
O si ko eyi to poju ninu awon iwe ti nbe ninu majemu titun.
He attributed his success to empowerment from God.
O si wi pe aseyori to hun ni o nitori pe Olorun.
I pray that the Almighty will empower you in the name of Jesus. What are the different ways of divine empowerment to succeed?
Ten.
Let's take it very quickly because of our time. There are different means of getting empowered for success in life. Number one, through walking with God. Associating with God
will
make it to be successful in life. God is the primary source of light, power, and grace to succeed.
Olorun ni orisun imole agbara ati ore ofe lati se aseyori.
The Bible says in him was life and this life was the light of men.
Ibele wi pe ninu re ni iye wa ni imole wa ni iye wa iye na si ni imole
araye. When you walk with God you cannot fail.
Nigba to ba ba Olorun rin o le kuna.
You cannot be unsuccessful.
O le je alai ni aseyori.
God will lead you to the place of greatness.
Nitori Olorun yo dari re lo sibi nla.
God will lead you to the place of victory and breakthrough.
Olorun yo dari re lo sibi isegun ati didi nla.
The trouble is that we do our working with God haphazardly.
Idamu be ni pe irin wa pelu Olorun nse la nse sege sege.
Some people only pray very well when they are happy.
Awon elomiran ngba ti nu won ba ndun nikan ni won gbadura dada.
When they are not happy they get depressed, they don't pray, they forget prayer.
Ngba ti nu won o ba ti dun ba okan won rewe ti won si pa dura gugbati.
That time that you went on holidays in prayer school.
Igba to gba holiday nile eko adura yen.
The enemy will use it to run faster into your life.
Ota yo wa lo lati tete sare si wonu aye re.
Number two, empowerment.
Agbara ikeji
is that you can be empowered through the word of God.
Ipe a le fun oni agbara nipase oro Olorun.
The word of God is the light that lightens our way.
Oro Olorun ni imole to ntan mole si ona wa.
It is a lamp that gives light in darkness.
O je bitila to fun wa ni mole nu okunkun.
The Bible said the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword.
Bibeli o pe oro Olorun o ye o si lagbara o muju idakida o loju meji lo.
And that word of God, when you believe in it and you practice it, you will have good success.
Oro Olorun ni bo ba gbagbo nu re to si nfi sinu se o ni aseyori rere.
You can be empowered. Number three, true righteousness.
Igata o le gba agbara Olorun nipa ododo.
Righteousness exalts a nation.
Ododo ni gbe orilede leke.
But sin is a reproach to any people.
Sugbon ese ohun ikose ni fun.
Righteousness will facilitate your greatness.
Ododo yo mu ki didi nla re ko yara wa.
Whereas sin will lead to failure and ridicule.
Sugbon ese yo mu ikuna ati egan wa.
So if you want to succeed in life, you must live a righteous life.
Nítorí náà, bó bá fẹ́ ṣe àṣeyọrí láyé rẹ, o ní láti gbé ìgbé ayé òdodo.
Righteousness is a defense and it has a voice that speaks on your behalf to defend you.
Òdodo ó jẹ́ ààbò, ó sì ní ohun tí yóò sọ̀rọ̀ láti dáàbò bò ọ́.
But sin opens the door of destruction unto people's lives.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ yóò ṣílẹ̀kùn ìparun sínú ayé ènìyàn.
Judas Iscariot will have fulfilled his prophetic and apostolic destiny.
Judas Iscariot kò bá mú àyànmọ́ rẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí wòlíì àti apostoli ṣe.
But he was destroyed by sin.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ó parun.
Because of 30 pieces of silver.
Nítorí owó fàdákà ọgbọ̀n.
Four.
You can be empowered through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And by receiving spiritual gifts. Like we were taught on Monday here. God gives us the Holy Spirit to empower us. To teach, to guide. And to reveal things to us. Every believer should seek to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Every believer should seek spiritual gifts. Five. Through violent faith. The Bible says that believer God must believe that he is. And that is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. When you seek God, you must believe that he is. When you come to God, you must believe that he is. And he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek
him.
The Bible says, if you believe, all things are possible. Six. You can be empowered through prayer. You can pray yourself into relevance. You can pray yourself into focus. Through prayer, you can subdue the powers that wants to subdue your success. Through prayer, you can be empowered to win the battles of life. Through prayer, you can get wealth. Through prayer, you can become a strong professional. Through prayer, you can receive power to live for God. There is no kind of miracle that prayer has not done before. Seven. You can be empowered through the intervention of ministering spirits. Angels of God are called ministering spirits. They are sent forth to minister to the saints of God. They have assisted plenty of believers to be successful. Even Jesus, our master, at a stage received angelic assistance. An angelic assistance released Peter from jail. An angelic assistance help the king Ezekiah to destroy the Assyrians. At all times, we need the supernatural assistance of ministering spirits. Eight. We can be empowered through visions and revelations. Visions, revelations, divine ideas. You need to have your Joseph's dream. You need to have a revelation on what to do. You need information from heaven that will make you shine. You need information from heaven that will make you overtake those who have gone before you. Many people have been assisted to achieve greatness by divine revelation. The Bible says, thus said the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel,
I
am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way thou shalt go. That's Isaiah 48:17. Number 9. You can be empowered through diligence and hard work. The Bible says, said thou a man who is diligent in his work. He will stand before kings.
Yo duro niwaju awon ba.
He will not stand before mean men.
Ki yo duro niwaju awon eniyan lasan.
You can do that by hard work.
O le gba agbara aseyori nipa sise ise asekara.
By hard work.
O le gba agbara nipase ise asekara.
Lastly,
eto keyin,
you can be empowered.
O le gba agbara
through brokenness.
Nipa iwo pale.
When you are completely broken,
nipa to ba wo pale pipe,
you become a member of the council of heaven.
O di omo igbimo orun.
God makes you a favorite person.
Olorun yo so di eniyan ayo re.
He will confide in you.
Yo ma fi asiri han.
He will talk to you.
Yo ma ba o soro.
Now what is written in Amos 3:7 happens?
O ta ko si Amos ori keta ese keje yo wa sele.
That God does nothing.
Olorun ki yo se ohunkohun.
Except he first reveals it to his servants.
Niko se pe
the prophets.
O ko fi han awon ojise re.
That happens when you are completely broken. Tonight, our major prayer is that God should empower us to succeed in
2010
and beyond.
Rise up on your
feet now. Rise up on your feet now. All eyes closed. Now,
yes, see.
Uzziah was marvelously helped until he became strong. He was the first king to devise engines, and his fame spread abroad. As many people as are here tonight, and you want heavens to announce your name,
you
want him to empower you to succeed, it is important you pray these prayers from the bottom of your heart. My Father,
Baba mi,
empower me to succeed.
Fun mi lagbara lati saseyori.
In the name of
Jesus.
Open your mouth and begin to pray like that.
Ko bere si gbadura be.
In Jesus name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
I want you to be more aggressive than that.
Mo fe ke lo ipa ju ba yen lo.
If I have fallen,
bi mo ba ti subu,
I bounce back 7 times. In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
Open your mouth and pray like that.
La inu re ko gbadura be.
I bounce back 7 times. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Every good thing I touch this year shall prosper in the name of
Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray it.
In the name
Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Now, if you pray this next prayer,
o ba wa gbadura to kan yi,
and you lose your voice,
tohun re ha,
and it happens,
sugbon to sele,
you've made a great bargain.
Owo to pe lo se.
You shout this loud and clear.
O ki gbele lohun rara.
Oh, heavens!
Aru!
Baptize my destiny with success. Can I hear you shouting this loud?
Let your voice roar like thunder. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name we pray.